Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys did this wonderful, wonderful day in April 25th. Whoa, today is the last Monday in April. And next time we talk, it's going to be in May. Wow, can you believe we're already done with the month of April? How does it get any better than this? And how has 2016 been treating you so far? Have you been making lots of strides in your life, in your finances, in your health? And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Today, like I said before, nothing ever happens. Things, synchronicity occurs in your life. You create it and you co-create it with others. This past week, it was all about people were talking to me and the word karma kept coming up. And I was wondering why. And then I was talking to someone and I said, do you believe in karma? And she said, yes. And I said, are you still carrying it? She goes, of course. It's something that you always carry. And I said, really? And I said, will you be willing to give it up? And she said, no, not really. Because what if I have some, if I've done some good things in the past and now it's my time to for karma to bless me? Interesting point of view, huh? So anyways, many years ago, when I first started following Kryon, the channelings of Kryon, he mentioned about giving up karma. Karma is something that was used in the old energy. In the old energy being prior to 2012. And karma, we used it so that whatever was left unlearned could be relearned in your other, in your next life or whatever life you are in at the moment. And karma affects you in relationships, it affects you in finances and in health. Sometimes you create some diseases, and you don't know why or what's the root of it, but it's all because you have been carrying it around for whatever reason from other lifetimes, and so it's and since the new energies. We used to carry this so that we will learn and we will learn from our mistakes and so forth, and don't forget that reincarnation, it helped the earth at the time, it helped the earth every time you were born, you will come back and you will add additional vibrations to the planet so that it will ascend. And that's how we are where we are. Last week we gave up, the week before, we told our innate body to stop, that there's no need to continue with the reincarnation program, to stop that program. We no longer need to carry it so that you can live however long you want. Death is always a choice. But now I'm getting that people are still carrying karma. Karma is no longer needed. Karma is old energy, it's so old energy. It's not what these energies are providing to us now. The energies now, it's all about new beginnings. Everything is new. There's no need to carry the old baggage that we used to carry before. Okay? It's all about going, pressing forward, doing what you need to do, enjoying life, being joyful, bringing happiness to the earth, which is how the earth ascends faster. If it's full of joy, joy has such a high vibration that when you are joyful and you laugh and you just, you're joyful in your heart, the earth gets it. And she also gets it into a state of higher vibration. Now, can you imagine what the earth would be like if everybody was to be joyful? My gosh. What world would that be? Believe that? Can you imagine that? If you're around nature and you're joyful and you're in joy, in the state of joy, the plants come alive. The plants want to be with you. The plants are just flowering all the time. Right now in my living room, I have a poinsettia that has red flowers. I have two poinsettias, one in the living room, one in the kitchen. I don't like to throw away things, especially living beings. And I was given those two poinsettia plants about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. But after Christmas, I didn't throw them away because I just cannot throw away a living organism. So I kept it, and they're alive, and they're thriving. Right now, the two plants, they have red leaves, and they have never been in the dark. So when you are in joy, the plants just thrive. In my office, I am surrounded by trees. If you become my Facebook friend, you can see the trees. I posted pictures of my trees, and some of them have a lot of them are cherry blossom cherry trees, and some of them are pears. And when they were blossoming, I posted those pictures. But all those trees, I have a little tiny tree. Well, it's not that tiny. It's probably a 20-footer tree in my backyard. I like to keep it small. I don't want to break a lot of leaves in the fall. But the trees of my neighbors, those pictures I planted, I posted on Facebook, they're all my neighbors. But if you take a look at it, they are all coming towards my property, to be more precise, they're all coming towards my office because I spend a lot of time in my home office, and they just love the energy. So what energy do you have at home? And now is the time to, because your energy is made up by what you carry, the energy, right, the energies, and karma is all about energies. Karma is all about energies that you have left undone from other lifetimes. So it's now your time to say, I'm done with this old energy, and I want to move on with the new, understanding that with that, you are going to be giving up whatever financial troubles you might have, whatever relationship troubles you might have, whatever health problems you might have. Because if you are like most people who carry karma, in some instances, whatever is ailing you, it's not even yours, it's from another lifetime. And you just decided that you needed to carry it, to continue to carry it for whatever reason. The reason why, it's not important. The reason that you are carrying it is what's important. Now, if you have decided to give up karma, continue to listen to this. If you want to continue to have your karma, it's okay. There's no judgment either way. You please stop listening to this right now and go on with your day. But if you're ready to give up karma, continue to listen to this. Now, when you give up karma, you got to get that you have two guides right now. Everybody has two guides, okay? And they, because of the karma that you have, they are there to assist you to get through whatever lessons you've decided you needed to learn this lifetime, because of the unfinished business that you have, and that's what karma is about, right? So once you give up karma, okay, karma is given up by asking for an implant, which neutralizes the karma implant, okay? So once you give up karma, your guides no longer have a job because you're no longer going to continue to finish whatever it is that you felt it wasn't done before. So when you give up karma, will change. But the change doesn't happen right away, okay? It could be that the change is going to take a week for you to get another guide, or maybe, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It depends on you. It depends on who's lined up to guide you, to be your guide for the next space in your life, whatever it is that you decide, because you know, your high being has to get together with the other guys and say, okay, this is what I want to learn now, and who's going to be there available to teach me, and who do I want to work with? So for a while there, for a period of 1 to maybe 3 months, you're not going to have any guides. And you might feel like you're really alone, but you're really not. The feeling is going to be because the people, the beings who are always with you, and although you don't see them, although you don't know they are there, you feel them subconsciously, they won't be there. And you're going to start feeling, oh my gosh, I'm all by myself. No, you're not. There are other beings there that are also with you. You are never alone. So, and then your guides will come, the ones who are going to help you and assist you in the next phase of your life. And as soon as they come, it's a time to start communicating with them. Ask them, guides, what do I need to know today? Just for today, what do I need to know? Just for today, what do I need to focus on? Just for today, who do I need to see? Set up your goals and objectives. Set up your target on what it is that you want to accomplish. Okay? So let me see what else. And you will be entering a different stage of your life. So things are not going to be what they were, because if you don't have karma, you don't have unfinished business that you're wrapping up, then you are free. You really are free to do whatever it is that you choose as a creator. You are able to create. And as far as that you might have sound like that person I talked to, and they had this concern that any good deeds will be gone, it will be overcome by events because they give up their karma and therefore they will not reap off the benefits. No, don't worry about that. You are a creator of magnitude. You can create wealth. You can create lifestyle, whatever it is that you desire, because there is nothing going to be there that says, oh, no, you cannot do this. Oh, no, you got to hold back. Oh, no, you got to experience lack. Oh, no, you got to experience solitude. Oh, no, you got to experience disease. There's nothing going to be like that. It's all clear path for you to do whatever it is that you choose to do. Okay? So, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was talking so long. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what's going to happen when they give up their karma and they give up and they ask for the neutral implant to come on to them. Okay? So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get ready. Take a deep breath and exhale. Deep breath. And exhale. Let's go ahead and ground ourselves. Can you imagine roots growing out of your feet? Deep and wide. Deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Here you go. Pulling energy from the earth. And let's go ahead and sit grounded. Grounding is the key. Now, to the guides that are with you, give them thanks for having been with you this lifetime. Thank you. Thank you for having accompanied us all these years and guided us. It is very much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we're going to ask for the neutral implant so that we no longer carry the karma that we had decided a long time ago we needed for this lifetime. Now just focus on your heart. Dear Creator, please release us from this karma that we've been carrying this lifetime and other lifetimes. We are asking you to get the neutral implant installed on us so that we neutralize the karma that we no longer need. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Focus on your heart. And everywhere that you are not allowing the karma to really trolling and to be installed, would you let that one out? Say yes, if you will. Lower your barriers. You are safe. You are safe. You are a mega creator. No one can hurt you. And you are never up. Repeat after me. I am that I am. Feel your heart. Just feel your inner heart. Allow yourself to be one with her. Here you go. To allow yourself to be nurtured, be better than nature, better than Gaia. So let's go ahead and do an activation. Get that. And allow yourself to be one with nature. Feel the energy coming to you. That nature is gifting you. Feel all those beings in nature, guardians of Gaia. They are also there for you. The devas, they are also excited. You no longer carry deeds that you gotta do for the old energy. The mother, Gaia, is also excited because you're not carrying a burden that you have been carrying forever and ever. Feel the nurturing she gives to you. Like a mother taking care of her young. Like a mother caressing her young. The baby. Protecting it. You are blessed. And you are much loved. and you are by Gaia, by your mother. She knows who you are. She knows where you are, and she rejoices in your choice. Now is the time to walk and encumber and to create a new reality for you. One that works without obstacles for you, bright horizon. I tell you, if you want it, drop your barriers. You are safe. You have more power in your little pinky finger than you ever realized. Remember who you be. Time to be. And allow. Allow things to come to you. And create that which is your desire. Go ahead and extend this to all of your lifetimes. Let's go ahead and extend it to your lineage as well. Go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energies on here. Up your roots, up your leg, up your torso, and now your crown. Brown, brown, brown. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face and open your eyes. How do you feel? How do you feel around you? Remember, things are not what it used to be. Things are going to be a little bit different. You are changing paths. You are changing who you be or what you were destined to do. That's no longer possible. Now you get to choose. There's nothing that says you gotta do anything. What you want, who you want to be, how you want to proceed in this life. You're gonna be getting new guides. So be on the watch out for when they arrive and communicate with them as soon as you feel them. Meditate. Enjoy. Your new creation. There's no stopping you now. And how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? So, my friends, it's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you tonight. Until next time, remember, if you need any assistance, you can contact me. At my website, send me an email. And I'm here for you. So, enjoy yourself, laugh, be joyful. That's all you really it's about, joy. And walk the earth, whatever you walk, whatever you do, whatever you touch, be blessed. Just by being there. Until next time. Namaste.